With the last thing we discussed, we're in the middle of discussing the relationship between Akira and Hanacha in the role of Shabbos. Again, last week we discussed several issues. Last week we discussed why it is that only certain drabanans are included in the Mishnah. Shnayim Shein Arba Bifnim, Shnayim Shein Arba Bechutz. So we talked about why it is that only certain drabanans are in the Mishnah, when in fact every case of drabanan is two drabanans, the Oker and the Meniach. And again, I want to go over the whole thing, but we basically showed that the Rishonim debate, the Gemara comes to a conclusion. The Gemara says, one second. Language of the Gemara here is Pturi Dasi Bul Dechi of Chatas Kachashiv, the Laasi Bul Dechi of Chatas Lo Kachashiv. But the debate is, what does that mean? So we saw there are various four shitas, I think we saw in the Rishonim. Rashi says it always refers to Akiras. We only count the Akiros and not the Hanachos. The Ramban and the Rajba say the opposite. We always count the Hanachos, we don't count the Akiros. Certainly the way the Rajba makes it sound, and the way some people understand Rashi, it's not just the Machlokas, you know, what came first, what came after. You wouldn't have step B if you didn't have, you know, step A. You wouldn't have A would be insignificant if it didn't lead to B. It's rather a debate, possibly, about how we understand this phased malacha. I mean, what I tried to indicate last week is most malachas are very simple. Tochen and Bona, and again, they have their own challenges. Kosev, and so on. But there are some malachos that are, by definition, a process. And that includes things like the vachel, right, where you put something on the oven. We're getting to that in a couple of weeks. You put something in the oven and it takes a while until it cooks. You put something in the ground, it takes a while until the zera is collate. And when it comes to the malacha of hotzah, there's also a process. The reason here there's a process is not because it takes so long, but because there are two components, or at least two components, maybe three. Akira, chiluf reshuyos, let's call it, and hanacha. So the question is, how do we look at those three? Are they an integrated single action, albeit maybe to the untrained halachic eye, meaning to the eye that is halachically untrained, is what I mean. It looks like these are different. It looks like there's an akira, there's a chiluf reshus, there's a hanacha. Maybe we're just looking at it wrong. Maybe you don't understand it. It's really one integrated act of hotza. Or no. Even to the, you know, what the halachic maven understands is that these are really different components. Or maybe they aren't equal different components. It's all about akira, and of course it has to end at some point. Or it's all about hanacha, but there has to be an initiative. There has to be a kumbasa. So what is the relationship between akira and hanacha? So some of the Rishonim may be debating exactly that issue. And that in light of the fact that the Rivan, Tosa says that no, it's neither the Akira nor the Hanacha that the Mishnah is counting. It's counting the Chiluf Rishus, whatever breaks the plane of the Rishuyos. Sometimes that's the Oker, sometimes it's the Meniach. So, and the way Tosus puts it is, you know, they're missing Ma'at min HaMalacha, either the Akira or the Hanacha. So it sounds like there are really three perspectives, at least, right? Ikar is the Akira, Ikar is the Hanacha, Ikar is the Chiluf Rishus, and the others are just tonight. Now we have a similar argument on the next part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Voyisavida Malacha Mibenayu, between the two of them a Malacha took place. And the Gemara says, no, Shnayim Shasu Pturim, Echad Shasa is Chai. So this idea that Shnayim Shasu is Pturim is fine. But what did the Gemara think of the Hava Mina when they wanted to know? The Gemara said, Voyisavida Malacha Mibenayu. Meaning, as long as it got concluded, the guy did the Akira, the other fellow did the Hanacha. Who do they want to be Chayiv? So that three views in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say they want both of them to be Chayiv. That's a little tamua, because what, you really don't know the din of Shnayim Shasu? Or do they think that Shnayim Shasu is all fine and good when you have a simple malacha, like Tochein, or Kosev, or Bona? So then, you know, you have two people doing the one simple act that's not normal, or it splits it up, however the case may be. But when you have a malacha which itself is diffused into different components, right, there's an akira, there's a chiluf reshus, there's a hanacha, maybe under those conditions having more than one person involved is not a problem. So that's one look way to look at it. More likely, it's Machlokas Rishonim. The Bali Tosis here on Gimel Aleph and the Ramban and the Rajba, most of Rishonim say the Havamina was the Meiniach should be Chayiv. But even then, there are two perspectives. One is the Meiniach should be Chayiv because without him, you wouldn't have anything. He finished. He's the Makom Patish, even though it's not for Makom Patish, it's for Hotzah. But anyways, or is it that the Meiniach is the Ikar Osa HaMalacha? Because the Ikar Malacha is the Hanacha. That's the Rajba's view. The first one is the Ramban's view. Second is the Rajba's view. But the Tosis on Tzadi Gimel and Aleph says, no, the Havamina was that the Oker should be Chayiv, not the Meiniach. So once again, you have this debate, and we'll keep seeing other applications of this as well. What is the Ikar of the components in Hotzah? Akira, Hanacha, Chiluf Rishus, some sort of combination, integrated combination, or distinctive ingredient combination. So this is the question that we're dealing with. So there's a fascinating last thing, what I mentioned last one to the end, is that there's an interesting Meiri that also weighs in on this issue, and in light of the Meiri, it also raises an important other question. So the background for all of this, oh, thank you.
Yeah,
oh, thank you very much. So now we have, you know, we're back to being spoiled. We have the numbers. Okay. Wow. You're being greeted with great warmth. Okay. So the background for all of this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kupei Omer Aleph. If everybody could turn for just a moment to page 105A, otherwise known as Kupei Omer Aleph, and we'll learn a Mishnah and a Gemara. Right? A whole Mishnah, a whole Gemara. What do you think? And we'll have time to spare. After that, we'll learn a little Ksuvis also. So the Mishnah says as follows. HaKosev Beis Osios, B'Shtei Olamos, right before the end of the Perek. This is in Perek HaBona, the end of Perek HaBona. The last Mishnah on HaBona. HaKosev Beis Osios, B'Shtei Olamos, Achas Shachris, Achas Bein Or Bayim. The guy writes two letters, but in two different halamos, meaning he forgot about Melechus Kosev, right? He wrote a letter. He remembered, or somebody reminded him that it's Asur. He forgot again, and he wrote a second letter. So he wrote two letters in two halamos. Now, he had a halama, he had a yediyah, rather, in between the two writings of the letter. So that's the Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah says, in that case, Rabbi Gamliel's Mechayiv. Rabbi Gamliel said, you combine, even though it's two halamos, since each halama was only for Chatzi Shir, so it doesn't break it up, because there's nothing to break up, basically. Since there's nothing or not sufficient to break up, therefore it's combined. It's an interesting idea. That's the idea of Rabbi Gamliel. And the Chachamim say, Pator, meaning you did a Chatzishir, and then you found out, right? And then you forgot again, and you did another Chatzishir. The Chatzishirs don't combine because they were in two different halamos. Either only Chatzishir in two halamos, doesn't matter. So that's what the Gemara says. But my kamifling, what's the argument? Rabbi Gamliel Savar, ein yediyah lechatzishir. Rabbanan Savar, yesh yediyah lechatzishir. Meaning Rabbi Gamliel says, knowing, when you're not knowing about Chiyuv, you're only knowing about an Iser, and it might depend on the nature of the Iser. We talked a few about a month ago about Chatzishir and Shabbos and Chatzishir in general, what kind of Iser it is. So it may very well have to do, the more you see Chatzishir as Kozil Ichtarufe in Exera or Siag Daraisa, the more we understand that it's not anything real and it's not intrinsic. So basically, you know, what you knew, you know, or what you did was insufficient to be Mechayev you, and therefore you can't, zero and zero is still zero, basically. Just that we're worried you're going to complete it, you know, and therefore, to Siag Doraisa. The more you think of Chatzishir as something that is real, it's also Menatorah, because it's Maisa Avera, okay, there's no Onesh. A Tanai in Onesh is that it has to be a Shir Shalem. But the Maisa Avera, that you have. So then the idea that you could combine, I'm sorry, that you could combine normally would make sense, but then if you have a yediyah in the middle, so that should break it up, because yediyahs are always mechalkos. So you did a Maisavera, you had a Yediya, and broke it up, separated it, right? Then you did another Maisavera. They don't combine. So that's what the Gemara says. My So the question is, the paradigm, right, is kosev. Osachas, and then kosev oshnia, meaning chatzi shir, yeshudia lechatzi shir. What if there's yedia lechatzi malacha? Meaning, the guy did an akira, the helen achad, not far-fetched, not more far-fetched than the case of kosev shteosios, right? He did akira, and somebody, the helen achad, then somebody reminded him, right? Then he forgot again, and then he did the hanacha. He knew in between. So yesh yediyah lechatzi shir or not? Ah. So the Meiri, if you look here, on our first entry of the evening, right? Beginning with line 5, yesh ladun v'meshek hasabnu. That's the Gemara in Gimel and Beis, which we'll get to, you know, maybe today, maybe next week. The Gemara says on Gimel and Beis, the Gemara is talking about a certain situation of a fellow who started a malacha, right? And then they reminded him, and he forgot. Again, a similar kind of situation. So yesh ladun b'meshek asav neshema yachzor v'yishkach. Maybe he'll forget again. The yavul idechi of chatas. So the Miri says, tenach l'dasa omer en yedil l'chatzi shir. This concern that you have that he's been reminded in the middle of the malacha, right? But he did not kira, he was reminded. You're not allowed to do that. It's Shabbos, by the way, right? He forgot again, or we're worried that he's going to forget again, and he'll complete the malacha. So the Meiri says, what do you mean he's worried? What are we worried about that he's going to complete the malacha after he found out about it? Mm-hmm. Even if he completes the malacha, it's going to be only drabanan, right? That's the question. One second. So tinach ledasa omer ein yediyah lechatzi shir. If you hold that there's no yediyah lechatzi shir, meaning since it's only a chatzi shir that he knows about, it doesn't break up anything. Everything is still in abeyance. Rotzalomar. In other words, she'ein yediyah shebein shnei chatzoi hashir. The information that he gets in between in the middle of the malacha is not mechalekes, right? Doesn't break it up. Then chayv chatas. Then you could combine these two halves into a whole. Rotzalomar shemacho chatzi zayis chelev. Let's say you eat half a kazayis of chelev, the nodalo, and then somebody told him, what are you doing? You're eating chelev, right? The chaz of a shachach, then he forgot again, the achal chatzi zayis acher, right? Bahalamas yediya shabinatayim, in a second state of forgetfulness. Eina kruya yediya lechalek beneim, if you hold ein yediya lechatzi shir, it's not considered to be enough of a yediyah to split them up, these chayiv chatas, and therefore you'll combine them. It's not considered yediyah mechalekes because it's an inferior yediyah. It's not a yediyah of chiyuv. It's a yediyah of chatishir. Yediyah of chatishir lo shma yediyah, and therefore there's nothing to be mechalek. And what do you have? A shir shalem. Abal dasa omer yesh yediyah lechatishir v'shalacha chein. But if you hold that the halacha is in accordance, which we do, with the mandamar, not Rabbi Gamliel, the Chachamim, who say kosev osachas, right? And then he found out, he forgot again. He writes a second os, right? The position of the Chachamim is that he's potter. Yesh yediyah lechatzishir, even though his yediyah only interrupts a chatzishir, it still splits it up. So two chatzishirs remain chatzishir. They don't combine to a whole. If you hold that way, which is how we paskin, then how can you say in our Gemara here that we're worried when the guy does the Akira, right, that he will then find out, that he'll forget again, and then he'll put it down, you know, and you should combine you don't combine the Akira and the Hanacha if there was a Yediyah Benatayim, because that's called Yesh Yediyah Lechatzi Shir, and this is how we paskin. Teda,
because of a shachach,
Okay, basically, in other words, our people who interpret the Gemara and said, you're right, you're right, you're absolutely right. The Gemara can only be according to the Manomer, Rabbi Gamliel, who says, Ein Yediya L'chatzi Shir. But we, who paskin Yesh Yediya L'chatzi Shir, will have to say that if there's a Yediya separating the Akira and the Hanacha, it'll be Patur, and the Gemara's concern that less he might forget and do it again and come to a Chatas is a concern, right, which is basically redundant. We shouldn't be worried about it at all. However, says the Meiri, "Umikomakom anu kibalnu beperusha she'af l'dasa omer bi'alma yeshidia l'chatishir modehu bazu." We have a Kabbalah, we have a Mesorah, that this is not case, that our Gemara works according to the Mandamar we paskin like, namely the Chachamim, that yeshidia l'chatishir. So how could it be that we have a Mesorah, that our Gemara works according to the Mandamar yeshidia l'chatishir, if yeshidia l'chatishir, then what's the concern that he'll do the Hanacha after he forgets? Shalom ruchein elakasha asa isur v'halama. Kegon kosav ozach asa ocho chatzi chizah ischela. Jafa bishenu chayiv isur mia ika. When are we worried about the din? When do we apply the din of yeshidi elachatzi shir? When a person does the malacha, the maisa malacha, the full maisa malacha, but he does it only b'chatzi shir. He writes, but only osachas. He eats, right? Chelev, but only chatzi zayis. So then we say, you know what? He did the Avera, right? There's a Yediyah now, which is Mechalek. He did another Avera. And Yediyahs are Mechalkos. You don't combine those two. Abal Hotza. Listen to the language of the Meiri. She'ena Iker Malacha V'lo Maisa. Wow. What does that even mean? Hotza is a Malacha Grua. You didn't do anything. Right? It's Eina Ikar Malacha V'lo Maisa. Right? Ikar Achiyuv Banach, or maybe it's Lomaisa Ikar. Achiyuv Banachahu V'akol Nigrar Achareha. Meaning, the Ikar, all the ingredients in Hotza are not equal. It's not as an Akira 50% and a Hanacha 50%. Or even a Nakira 30%, a Chila for sure is 30%, right, and a Hanacha 30% or 40%. That's not what's happening, says the Meiri. What's happening is the Ikar Mechayiv of Otsa is Hanacha. Akira is a necessary precondition. It's a prerequisite. Hakol Nigrar Achareha. So what is he saying? That's why there's no Yediyah L'chatzishir. Because when you find out, when you have a Yediyah after the Akira, it's irrelevant. It's less than a chatzi shir. You haven't done anything, right? All you've done is a kumbase, which is a preparation for what's really going to be hanacha. So, if at the time of hanacha you're in a state of halama, then basically your halama is sufficient.
Is there a concept of
that's the chiddush of the Meiri?
Is there a concept of
but there's another chiddush coming? Yeah.
Could they actually respond?
By
Caleb.
By Caleb there is.
Is there
yeah, sure.
Condition of Kedei,
by Caleb there is.
So let's say a person wrote one Osachas on that wall, and then Osachas in another.
So there are all sorts of vision. I don't want to go into all these Gemaras, but yeah. I mean, that's a question. They have to be combinable, etc.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Gemaras talk about that.
It has to be a shame, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It has to be a shame.
Yeah, there has to be something combinable or. That's part of the dinim of Kosei. Yeah.
And there's a time element involved?
Not, well, that doesn't seem like there's so much a time. In eating, it's time element.
Yeah.
In not really. As long as it's in Shai. As long as it can be Makari, if it can be Makari of some, or. That has to be a way of making Matari of them in some way, but. Yeah.
It seems to me that there would be clearly a difference in how you were Masrat.
Could be. Well, I mean, you might have to just be Masra.
Right.
Either Los Asakom Malacha. We've talked about this before.
Right.
Either Los Asakom Malacha or the Malacha.
Right, right. But if you're doing it on the Malacha, it's kind of strange.
I mean, you're asking a different question. When are you Masra?
No, okay. But
so so we'll get to that.
It seems strange to me in any case to see somebody picking up a chafetz in Rishus Harabim and the Masrahim that watch out, don't take that out and put it in Rishus Hayafet, because
why?
Even the...
I mean, it's like Ashra Safek.
Pardon?
You're saying it's like Ashra Safek. So this is a question that Tosus asks. Well, I mean, it's called, we call that Hasra Safek, you say. But I hear. I mean, according to the Miri, you're saying it's not even Hasra, because it's not even the Maisa Veira, it's just
Lachan.
Right,
exactly. And that would suggest that...
So Tosus doesn't discuss... It's a very good question. A very good question. Tosus does not... The Rishonim do not discuss this in Akira V'Hanacha that I'm aware of. They do discuss it on Dalet Amud Aleph regarding Bishul. Meaning, Tosus on Dalet Amud Aleph asks, look at this very quickly. We're going to get to that whole sugya. It's a very, very fascinating sugya. Look, you see Tosus Dibramasel Kodim Shiyava Lude Yisra Skila? On Dalet Amud Aleph? What? So go to the middle of that Tosus. Dim Tomar. You have it? Hechi Otsi Ludechi of Skila, Pasra Safeku, the Bisra Shahidbik Paspatanur, Shemahi Bedaita Ledosa, Kodim Shiova Ledeis or Skila, Mashal Roda, Shemashachacha, Asra, etc. And the formulations in Tosar are problem. Rabbi Kivager asked the question already, but we'll get to it when we get to it. But I just wanted to show you a parallel to your question. Namely, Tosus is saying, Bishol, I mentioned before that Zorea, Bishol, Hotzah, these are all multi-staged malachos.
There is a significant difference, because I have to do a maisa to undo my first maisa in the case of Bishol Makas. Here, I just...
You don't have to complete it.
I don't do anything.
So it's a, but I know, for sure you could be Michalik. I'm not suggesting that you can't. But in all three cases, it's a parallel kind of a question. Namely, normally when you're doing kosev or bona or mavir or whatever, it's a simple malacha, basically. And here, you're doing something which has components. And whenever you deal with components, Tosus here compares it to, you know, lavanita class A. What's the issue in lavanita class A? You have components, meaning you did you know, you did an action. But there's still the possibility of redeeming yourself, because Sita Class A. So is there a Hasra in such a case? Because for all we know, you'll do the Ase. Right? So basically, it depends on a lot of things. Kumase, Sheval Taisa, your mind. But I think what you're asking is, part of what it depends on also is the Ikar Mechayiv of the Malacha. So if the Ikar Mechayiv of the Malacha is Akira, then even though practically you still have to do Hanacha, maybe that question wouldn't bother you so much. But if the Ikar Mechayiv is the Hanacha, then why? What's the significance of the Hasra of Bizmanu Akira? Right? That's what you're asking, I think.
I would go further. So I'm even uncomfortable how you can understand that the Akira is the Ikar Mechayiv.
Why?
Because you can't be Masra on something that only is a potential, it might, you don't know what, you know.
Okay, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm saying we're talking, this is just gradations of the same, you know, we're talking about permutations, let's say, of the same question. It's a good question. It really is. What?
I appreciate that.
It doesn't pertain to,
I appreciate your appreciation.
It doesn't pertain to shogi, does it?
What?
You don't need to ask for shogi.
No, but let's say
Mason. I mean,
he's asking Mason, though. You chayv Mason for Hotzah, yeah, you need to have Hasra. But no, you know, he's not asking about this particular case, but like in Bishul also there's a shogig, Bishul there's a mezid Bishul. I'm just trying to show you in that Tosus asks this question, exact question by Bishul. Of course you're going to be Makalik, but it's a very good question. Okay, so the Meiri says what he says here. I should also add, just
it's not clear what the Meiri is based on, although you could say that unless you want to, he just wants to assume that the Gemara is going to court, leave it to Hilk,
yeah, for sure. But the truth is, what's fascinating is you could have said to me, Dar Achronim, who said the same thing the Meiri said, some of whom knew what the Meiri said, some of whom didn't, and who say it in exactly the parallel opposite way. Meaning, if I say that Akira's Ikar, I'll probably say the same thing. Namely, that there's no din of Yediyah L'chatzishir. The reason is, it's the same reason, although it's the opposite application. Right? Because you did the Ikar in one Halama. That's true whether the Ikar is the Hanacha, like the Miri's claims, or the Ikar is the Akira. The main thing is that you didn't disrupt in the middle, you know, of a half and half, basically. So this is a very fascinating issue. But what's also fascinating about the Meiri is the next line where he says, the Apalpi Sha'amru Sha'amavir Shtei Amos B'Shogeg U'Shtayim B'Nezid U'Shtayim B'Shogeg Patur. Right? The Gemara seems to say, if you carry two Amos, and then Shogeg, and then two Amos Nezid, and then two Amos Shogeg. I mean, you forgot again. Somebody with, you know, these kind of memory problems. Right? So if that's what happens, you are potter. So the question is, why are you potter? We just finished saying that the din of Yediyah L'chatzi, Yesh Yediyah L'chatzi Shir does not apply in Hotzah. Right? It only applies in things like Chatzi Shir, but not Chatzi Malacha. Right? Oh. So that's what the Meir is bothered by. He's asking a question on himself. I just finished saying that when it comes to Akira Vahanacha, we don't say this din. We only say it in Shtei Osios, and it's equivalent. So what do we do with the Gemara about the Dalet Amos? Mikomakom Havara Doma Lamaisa Yosa Minahotza. Wow. Kach Kibalnu B'inyan Zeh. V'kach Kosvu Chach Me'adoros. Elo She'enam Dvarim Berurim Kol Kach. That's for sure. Right? But what's he saying? He's saying something sensational. What he's saying is, Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim and Hotzah might be different in this respect. And this is, of course, a huge, huge topic. So if you look for a minute on Tzadi Vav, Perek HaZorek, in the beginning of Perek HaZorek, the Gemara says as follows. As you pointed out, you know, this week's parsha, right? Hamelacha isadayim by kaleh ha'amehavi, all the psukim in the Mishkan building. So that's what's discussed. We discussed that already earlier in the year, talking about the makar of hotzah. So if you look here on the on the Gemara here in Tzadi Vav Medeis, the Gemara says as follows. V'haditznan. This is about middle of the page on Tzadi Vav Medeis. Hazorik Dalet Amos Bekosel Lemala Miyud Tzvachim Kizorik Ba'avir. You throw something high on a wall, higher than 10 tefachim, it's not in Rishis HaRabim anymore. Not right? So it's like throwing it in the bat here. But Lamata Miyud Tefachim, under 10, Kizorek Ba'aretz. Hazorek Ba'aretz Dalet Amos. And if you throw right on the ground 4 Amos, Chayiv. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Zorak Dalet Amos Rishis HaRabim Minolan De Bechayiv. How do we know that throwing Dalet Amos Rishis HaRabim is Chayiv? And the Rishonim here already discussed whether or not the Gemara is really concerned about Zorek or just in general Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. Because remember, in the Mishnah, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, and in the Gemaras that we're talking about in the beginning of the Masechta, we're dealing with Hotzah and Achnasa. Right? From Brishus HaYachid, Brishus HaRabim, Brishus HaRabim, Brishus HaYachid. We're not dealing with Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. So maybe the Gemara is asking only about Zorek, or they're asking in general, Minolan, how do you know that there is such a din as Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosha Shekin Arge Yerios, Zorkin Machtem Zelazeh. The weavers, you know, used to throw their tools at each other. You know, the weaving, whatever those things are called. Okay. So the Gemara says,
Woof and a warp thing.
What?
Yeah, the woof and a warp, or whatever.
Yeah, the woof and the warp, yeah.
Whatever they.
Right, Steve Arab. The organ, Machtin Lamelahu. As you came, Tofra Yerio Zork, the Gemara also was, Tofrei Urio Zorkamachtem Zelazadin, not the weavers, but the sowers, right? The Dilma Gabiadadi Aviyasvi. Maybe they didn't have to throw them four amos. Maybe they were sitting next to each other. So the Gemara says, we're worried that they're going to, cut each other. If they're two sitting too close together. They have to, like the sweatshops. You have to have the right kind of conditions too. So they can watch the Dilma B'toch Dalet Aviyotzni, but even if they weren't sitting on top of each other, maybe B'toch Dalet Aviyotzni. Elam Rav Chizda Shekain Arge Yerios Zorkin Buchiar. Okay. Anyways, Biria. So the Gemara says, "Hello, Ogdo Biyado." The details are not important. Beniskla Basra. Talbavakom Ptur Kazla. Elam Shekain Arge Yerios Zorkin Buchiar the Shalayim. Dilma Gabi Adade Aviyad. They're sitting close together. Fine. The Gemara goes through this whole discussion. Finally, I'm going to skip a little bit. The Su Mavr Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Minolan. Even if you think you found Zorek Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim, how do you know about Mavir Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim? So the Gemara says, Ella called Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Gemara Gmirila. The din of Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim is a halakha l'moshe misina. That's how the Gemara leaves it. This is a discussion in the Yerushalmi. It's a question on read the Yerushalmi. The Ramban quotes us on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Is Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim like a tolda? That's what Tosa says. We saw it in the beginning of the year. And the base, Tosa says, Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim is a tolda of Hotza. Even though it's Gemara Gemirila, the Gemara Gemirila is that it's a tolda of Hotza. But there's some discussion about the Yerushalmi, maybe it's an Av, the Ena Av, or maybe it's a separate Av. That would be sensational. What exactly is this din of Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Gemara Gemiri La? So the Balamor, in the beginning of Azorek, has a very famous formulation where he says that. What's that? I don't have the riff. It's two lines. We'll read it clearly. Okay, so it's on. And for those who have the back on Lamed, Lamed Vavu base of the Daf Arif. On the very top line, the Baal HaMor says the following: Kol Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Gemara Gemirila the Kulo Toldos Drushus Hayachid Drushus Hayachid Drushus Harabim Nenu. It's a tolda of Hotza, Mirshus Hayachid, Lishus Harabin. Lefi Shadalet Amos Shel Adam, Bechol Makom Koneslo, Hukirshuso Damyan, Hukishemotzi Chutza, Lahen, Bezorek, Obemavir, Kimotzi, Mirshus Hayachid, Lishus Harabin Dami. Wow. Very fascinating, Baal HaMor. Why? Baal HaMor says, Dalet Amos Shel Adam is Koneslo. That's a Gemara that appears in Bava Metzia, and what we learned last year, actually, Perek Shnayim Oksin. Now, what kind of din is that? The Gemara says it's a din drabanan, because we're worried that the people are going to start fighting with each other. Dima Minsi Lahu. So they said, if it's in your Dalet Amos and it doesn't belong to anyone else, it's like a chotzer kind of. That's the din. So Baal HaMor is quoting Dalet Shel Adam Koneslo, Adin D'Rabbanan, to prove, or to somehow in connection to Dalet Amos being effective, Rosh Hashanah Arabim, Doraisa? What's he talking about?
Maybe call the Tikkun Rabbanan can't do Doraisa.
Maybe, but it doesn't sound like it's more than that. Ukirshuso Damyan, Ukishemotzi Chutzlem, so the answer seems to be as follows. First of all, we should know that the din of Dalet Amos also appears in the context of Gittin. Perek HaZorek in Gittin, Dalet Amos is Kona and again. Right. Shonam I'll ask, but the Gemara says that Dalet Amos is Kona because of Din Drabanan. Right. In Bamatzia, the Minsalahu. And again, we're talking about the Raisa, because we're being matir her, we're being matir Neshesish Lashuk. Okay, that's not a din rabbanon. So some rishonim actually say afkin rabbanon lekedusha minei yirai.
Right.
Right. That's what they say. However, the Tosas Rid says a little differently. Tosas Rid says when it comes to gittin, it's different because the Torah says v'nasam v'yada. Right. And we'll see this again. The sugyas here talk about kluta kamish Rabbi Kiva's shita kluta kamisha hunchadami. Something's flying in the air space. It's like it's on the ground.
Right.
So the Gemara says in Gittin, Ayin Tassam and Aleph, even the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Kiva might agree when it comes to get, because they're Nitirusa boy.
Right.
Right? Maybe you don't need a Kenyan in the normal sense. You need Nitiru. It should be a Shamor Etzlo. Anyway, the point is that in Gittin, maybe Dalet Amos works Daraisa. That's what Tosas Rid suggests, because of the din of Benasim Biyada. It's considered Nesina Biyada. What's the point? What the Balamor is probably saying is something like that. Balamor is saying, listen, in Kinyanim, it's a Kinyan Drabanan in Babasiyah. But the Kinyan Drabanan is based on a Din Daraisa. Not exactly what you were saying a second ago, a little bit different. But, and that is, because Dalet Amos Shel Adam is Makomo, Daraisa, right? That's what the Chachamim were Mitakein. That anything that's Makomo is also a Kenyan. That's Drabana, because there's no such thing that Makomo is a Kenyan if it isn't a real Chatzer. Right? But the Dindoraisa, I'm sorry, the Dindrabanan is based on a Chalos Doraisa. And maybe for Get, it really works Doraisa. But more to the point, for Dalet Amos Breshus HaRabim, it works Doraisa. What we're really saying is, everybody, there are different types of Rishuyos. There are objective Rishuyos, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, we have Shiurim, we'll be discussing them more and more. And there's a personal Rishus, which depends on where you happen to be. So if I'm here, the next Dalet Amos are right now, before I make the first Akira, right, with the object, my present domain or sphere of influence is Dalet Amos. When I go outside of that, it's Hotzam, Rishus Lishus. That is the view of the Balamor.
Traveling with it. It never leaves.
That's why it's a big Kiddush. That's why it's particularly a big Kiddush. Well, Zorik, you're not.
Yes.
But
carrying Dalet Amos.
Right, but that's true. Right, but that's true. That's true in Rishus Lishus too. Just so there, at least you're breaking the plane, you're going to a different Rishus. But here we're saying, also you're saying, oh, let the Dalet Amos move with it. So some of the Achronim, the Chassam Sofer says that, but we can say that the second you're carrying, we freeze it. As we say right now, when you're stopped, when you're in a state of Nach, when you're stopped, so right now we have, like, say, everybody see the football game, the Super Bowl, right? Not only the Super Bowl, football, it's America, right? So now they didn't used to have this, right? When you watch the football game, they now have these invisible lines, blue lines, green lines, yellow lines, whatever they are. We used to have to, like, you know, they used to be a little more interesting. You know, the people would watch the game, they'd fight with each other. So, oh, he didn't make it, right? And then they had these little things that they used to, what are those things called?
The measuring thing.
Right now they have
lines,
like a blue line, right, or a green line, whatever it is, some line.
Exactly what is the dollar? Exactly.
Why am I telling you this? That's what the Dalet Amos versus Arabin.
Right.
The chains
start first down or whatever it is.
Right.
When you do the Akira, right, that's like the first down.
Right.
Now you have 10.
Yards.
You have exactly Arba Amos. Right? Four and you
Amos.
And you have Akira Vanocha to get there.
Right.
That's frozen.
Right.
You're 100% right. The Chassam Sofer says what you said. The Chassam Sofer says one would have thought that maybe the Dalet Amos move with you, but then you'll never get Dalet Amos.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, this is the Balamor, and the Ramban in Kol Gadol says the same thing. He says the reason it's true, Hilchos HaGemira law, because it's a bit of a chiddush. A, that the thing doesn't move with you. B, it isn't objective; it's very subjective. It's where you, right, are now before the moment that you start the akira. Who would think that would be kind of a rishus chacholefes? But, says the Ramban, he doesn't mention the Baal HaMor, he doesn't give credit to the Baal HaMor this time, but he certainly is adopting his view. The Yesod is, the Dalai Amos is Motzim Rishus Horshus. However, clearly, you don't have to say that, number one, and clearly the Meiri doesn't think it's true. The Meiri is telling us that Dalai Amos Rishus HaRabim is qualitatively different than Hotzam Rishus Horshus. It's not based on an invisible line and a new Rishus. It's based on a certain, he says like this, Rishus Rishus is Chilof Rishuyos. Right? And it's all about, according to the Miri, all about the Hanacha. But, that's because it's not a Maisa. Right? It's not a Pu'ula. However, Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim is something steady. It's not crossing a line. Maybe that's what she thought. It's totally not like Kotzah. It's not crossing a line. It's a certain physical action. You're going Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. So there he's saying there would be a din of Yesh Yediya L'chatzi Shir. Wow. Meaning the Akira and the Hanacha there are not, there's an Akira, it's all one integrated act. It starts with the Akira, ends with the Hanacha. So Reb Chaim, actually, all those years later, without quoting the Meiri, I probably wasn't aware of this Meiri, says something very similar to explain the following issue. Not Hasra, or Hasra Safek, which might be connected, could be a Nafkamina too, but the following issue, if you look at the Gemara in Ksuvis, the next piece. So the Gemara says as follows, very famous Gemara. Gufa. Amrav Chizda. Modarab Nechunya ben Akana. Right? Begonev Chelbo Shokhavero. The Achalo. Somebody steals his neighbor's chelev. Like, why would you want to steal chelev? I'm not really quite sure. But he steals his neighbor's chelev. Right? And he eats it. Now, eating chelev is a chiv misa b'dei shamayim. Shukhayev. Shekvar nischayev b'gneva konim shiov l'dei yisr chelev. So Rav Chizda originally said that this isn't kamal b'drabamine. Even if you hold that kamal b'drabamine will apply to chiv misa b'dei shamayim, nonetheless, he did the Geneva first, right? And then, and only then, did he eat it. So, that's Mamon Lifne Misa. That's not Kamal Bidrab. So the Gemara says, Lema, Pligid Rab Abin. This seems to be against the view of Rab Abin. Am Rab Abin Azore, Chayt, Mitchilas, Arba, Lesof Arba. Person takes a, he shoots an arrow from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end of Dalet Amos, meaning he's going to be chayv on Shabbos, the kara shirayin b'halichaso, in between that amma number two, right? He rips through some precious, you know, a garment, meaning the zechiyah of mazik. He does mazik after the akira, before the hanacha, basically. Patur. Now, he's not fully chayv for Shabbos until he finishes the Hanacha. So it seems like he did Mazik before he did the Chiyuv Shabbos, the Misa. Just like in the case of Gonev Chelev, there was a Geneva Mamon Kodem Misa. Nonetheless, here we say, Patur Shakira Tzorech Hanacha Hi. Whatever that means, which we'll discuss in a minute. Akira's Tzorech Hanacha. Akira needs a Hanacha. Or Akira is for the sake of the Hanacha. Two very different translations. Okay. Hachanami Hagba Tzorech Achilahi. So too, in order to eat the Chelev, you have to pick it up. So when he picked up the Chelev, which was the act of Geneva, that should also be viewed as part of the continuum of the Chiyuv Misa, right? Hagba Tzorech Achila, and therefore it should become a Midravamine. Meaning, there's no difference between the role of Hagbah in Achilas Chelev and Akira in the role of in the context of the Chiyuv Shabbos. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying so far. It is, but here it's not bevasachas either way. It's in the middle of a process. Normally, typically, this is exactly the issue. You're putting your finger exactly on it. A typical, classical kamle bedraba mineh is literally bevasachas. Here, it's not exactly bevasachas. It's somehow in the middle of a longer process.
Is the achilah the hanocha?
In the case of Chelev, no, that's not the Shabbos case. The case of the question is the Hagbah of the Achilas Chelev is the Geneva, and it's also Tchilas Achila. And in the case of Akira Vanacha, there's an Akira, which is the prelude of the Hanacha, and in between, after the Akira, before the Hanacha, there's a Mazik. Kora. Shirayim Balichasa.
Well, why didn't he have the case of Hotzah instead of Mavir Donald Amos?
Oh, very good. Excellent. We'll get to that in a second. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. Hasam Yefshel Anacha Below Akira. Hachi Efshel Akila Below Agbah. Maybe there's a difference. It's true the Hagbah was the first step to the Achila's Chelev. But it didn't have to be. Right? The boy, Gach in the Achil. He can always stoop down. Right? And eat. Doesn't have to pick it up. But Akira is a prerequisite for halachic hotzah b'shabbos for hanacha. So you can't compare, right, Akira v'hanacha, one continuum. And therefore anything, a mumbo that takes place in between them is considered to be b'vasachas, even though it isn't literally b'vasachas. It's a circle b'vasachas. It's a larger b'vasachas. But hagbah, tzorach achila, even if that's the way you happened to do it, since you didn't have to do it that way, so basically had ba l'chud and achil l'chud. The Gemara is providing a conceptual method, right, to determine what is one continuum, what is a fundamental continuum, an unnecessary continuum, which is basically not a continuum. Hinami hasli bayla dura lamatzi hadale hachamatzi mahadale. In the case of Hagbah, which leads to Achila, let's say he changed his mind after the Hagbah and he decided not to eat, he stops. But when he throws something, the second he lets go of it, right, it's gone. He can't return it. So that's a continuum. That's in a process. Hagbah and Achila is not a process. It's only a process if he goes through with it. But there's no urgent, follow through per se. So the Gemara says, Ma'ike ben Hailishna l'Hailishna. We made two distinctions. What's the difference between them? Let's say he didn't throw it, but he's walking with it. If you're talking about the legal relationship between phase one and phase two, that's still different than Hagbah and Achila. Akira v'Anacha is a din of Shabbos. Doesn't matter whether it's Mavir or Zorek, presumably. We'll see in a minute whether it matters whether it's Dalet Amos or Matzor Moshe Sashutz. But Lach Nishna D'Amr Lo Matrim Hedder La, if the issue is, oh, it's done, it's the process is out of my hands, meaning it's now automatic. Hachim Matzor Hedder La. That's only if he throws it. If he walks with it, there's nothing out of his control. Then the Gemara says, Gufam Rav Abin Azorik Chetz Mitchilas Arba L'Sof Talad V'Korshir and other Kosei Patzah Shakir Tzorach Hanochei. Fine. This is part of the Gemara. Anyways, there's a few things to talk about in this Gemara. One is, even at the end of the day, no matter what you say, and let's say Hagbah was Tzorach Achila. Let's say it was E Efshar, the boy the boy Gachin the V'Achil. Let's say no one can bend down and eat. Let's say the only possible way to eat chaylev is to pick it up. Is it still like Akira v'Anacha? I'll get back to that in a minute. But is it? No, because Akira v'Anacha, one would think, is a halachic requirement, are two halachic requirements of Hotzah. If you ask me the question, what is it about Hotzah, which is chayiv, we're not sure. Right, that's part of our question here. But there's no reason to think that it's more Hanacha than Akira, or that it's one and not both, or maybe Akira, Chilut Rishuyos, and Hanacha. meaning Akira and Hanacha are legal components to Hotzah. Equal legal components, questionable. But legal components, certainly. However, Hagbah and Achila, even if the only way to do Achila of Chelev is to do Hagbah first, Hagbah is not a legal component of Achila. It might be that the only way you're ever going to do Achila is through Hagbah. So then they're inexorably tied on a practical level. And you might see them as a continuum, but they're not a legal continuum. They're a pragmatic continuum. So the fact that the Gemara equates, right, Ef Shar LaHagbah, Ef Shar LaAchila B'lo HaGbah, with Ef Shar LaHanacha B'lo HaKira, is strange. And what I'm going to show in a couple of minutes is that the Rishonim, you know, some of them at least, noticed this and were bothered by it. And then what emerged was different formulations about the relationship between Akira and Hanacha. Okay. But a second problem emerges, and that is, one thing clear from the Gemara, and that is that Akira Tzorech Hanacha is the case of, you just asked me, Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabin. Right? You did an Akira, you did a Maisa Hezek in between, you finished up with Hanacha, and the Gemara is saying, Kom Le Midrav Aminei. Right? However, Bali Tosis point out, there's a Gemara in Meruba, and the Gemara in Meruba seems to say that Kom Le Midrav Aminei will not work when you're in the middle of a process. And that Gemara goes as follows. Look at Tosis, Ksuvas Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. Shakir Tzorech Hanacha Hi. Kasha. Darmina b'meruba gabi ganaf v'machar b'shabbos. A person does Gneva and Mechira on Shabbos. Again, Kam Le B'drav Aminei. The Potter. Right? Kagon, the Amar Le, Zrok Gnev L'secha L'chatzeri. The guy, the Lokeach says, throw the Gneva into my Chatzer. The Tikna L'chatzeri Gnev L'secha. And my chatzer will acquire for me the Gneva. Good, fine. The Parich, so the Gemara says, why should that be? So that's going to be Kavle B'drav Aminei. Why? Because the act of Gneva and Mechira coincides with the Iser Shabbos, right, of Hotzah Mershus L'Rishus, and that's why it's a capital offense, and that's the din of Kavle B'drav Aminei. Fine. So the Gemara says, the Parich, the Gemara says, wait a minute, there's a problem here. Mechimati la'avir chatzeiro kana. As soon as it enters into the mechitza airspace, now it's the magical lines again, those blue lines, you know, of the, right? But let's say the lines now, imagine the lines, whatever color makes you happy, in terms of mechitzas. Right? So I have a gate in my property, or whatever it is, you know, and as soon as the object, stolen object, right, enters into the airspace, those magical lines of the mechitzos, right, it becomes the kinyan chatzer works. Right, but until it hits the ground, there's no that's what Tosis is asking. That's what Gemara is asking. Parch mechimati la'aber v'chatzeiro kona. Umischai b'nafshem mishum shabbos l'hava ad shetanuach. So now Tosa says, that's the Gemara there. Now Tosa says, Umay Parech. Analyzing that Gemara, what impression do you get? That if you're in the middle of a process that begins with Akira and ends with Hanacha, and in between the Akira and the Hanacha, there's a Chiyum Mamon, right? There's no Kam Le B'drav Aminei. Because that's exactly what happened here. There was an Akira. It hit the airspace. That's the Kinyan. But the Gemara is saying, don't come Le B'drav Aminei because it wasn't Nach yet.
When is it called a Gneva? It has to come out of the Rishus of the Nignav.
Yeah.
So not that.
And come into the Rishus of the other fellow.
Yeah, so that's simultaneous. That is
yes, simultaneous. But that's not simultaneous to the Maisa of Shabbos because there's no Hanacha yet on the ground. This isn't Rabbi Akiva.
But then it's not Gneva either.
Well, no, it is because the Kinyan Chatzar, it's fine. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So my parech. So now Tosfos is saying, "Va'kira tzorech hanacha hi kedamar hacha." It's exactly the same as our Gemara, isn't it? What's in our Gemara here in Ksuvas? Our Gemara. Guy did an akira, right? Before he got to the hanacha, there was a mazik. And the Hanukkah completes the capital crime of Shabbos. That's what happened there too. Except that it isn't Mazik. It's Tavachomach. It's Gneva Mechira. Okay. So we're trying to make that distinction. That's not for now. So what's going on? So that's the question. So basically, Tosfos' answer is, for all intents and purposes, yeah, it's a machlokas amarayim. Will appear shabbat nitam as a shapir the pirish the afshal and isach below hagva avilocha kamarav menasek ma. I don't have to go through it. If you have to know the cases there, it doesn't really matter so much the details for a moment. What Tosfos is basically saying is, this is a good question. The answer is, there's a machlokas amarayim. Whether or not, if in between the Akira and the Hanacha, there is some sort of a financial obligation, do we say Kamal Rabbin or not? Do we draw a big circle around from the beginning and of the Akira till the end of the Hanacha and say that's considered one moment, halachically, and anything that takes place in that bubble is Kamal Rabbin, eh? Or do we say, like you said before, it means real simultaneity, and that means the end of the conditions, which is Hanacha. If you have the mammon coming before the nefashos, that's not kam libidrava mine. That's a machlokas. Gemara in Bava Kama disagrees with the Gemara in Ksuvas. That's what Tosa says. Other Rishonim give answers. Sedina malachas machshebes. Is the difference between mazik and mechira? All sorts of fascinating answers. Not for right now. Reb Chaim and other achronim before him were bothered by the following. The Rambam quotes both of these Gemaras. Right? The Rambam quotes the Gemara here in Ksuvas Lamed Aleph, that if you're Zorek Chetz Mitchilas Arba Lesofar Bavakar Shirayim Balichoso, that you are going to be Patur, because of Kamei V'Drava Minei. We do make the big circle. The Rambam also quotes the Gemara about Zrok Gnev L'Secha L'Chatzeri. Right? And the idea that there's no kam lebedrava minei. So what's going on?
Is havaras v'shulis everything play here?
What's that?
By hotzah.
So that's Reb Chaim's answer. So Reb Chaim says, in my opinion, for the Rambam, the differences between hotzah and rishus l'rishus and maver da'oramos or zorek da'oramos rishus harabim. And he says there are different formulations of this. It also appears it appears in the stencils, meaning in the old Kiddushei Grachah Lashas. Then they put out, the family put out a couple of years ago, the Shiuri Reb Chaim Alevi on the Bavas. So it appears there too, in Bava Kama. And Rabbi Zalman Meltzer quotes it in his Eben Ezel. They'll have it a little bit differently. Doesn't really matter. The basic idea is as follows. Reb Chaim says, when it comes to Da'od Amos B'Shus HaRabim, the Akira and the Hanacha and the in-between are basically all parts of the Malacha. Therefore you draw a big, that's the Marg Suvas. You draw a big circle around the whole thing. Anything that happens in that circle, from the beginning of the Akira to the end of the Hanacha, is considered one continuum halachically. It's all part of the elongated but integrated capital crime, the Chi of Misa. And therefore, the Mamon is Kamal Bidrava Mine. It's a long moment, a long Bavasachas. However, he says, the Gemara in Meruba is not talking about Da'od Amos B'Shus HaRabim. It's talking about what? Hotzom Rishus L'Shus. Right? You throw it from the Shus HaRabim or whatever into Rishus HaYachid. Because that is the case, what's important there is the moment of the Akira, the moment of the Hanacha, and depending on the different versions of this, the moment of the Chila for Shuyos. When you break the plane. Maybe. But not the entire, it's not all one integrated. In other words, unlike the Balamor and the Ramban, who say that Da'od Amos B'Shus HaRabim may not look like it, but it's really Hotzom Rishus L'Shus, because personal Rishus, the idea of the of Reb Chaim is that we're it's Hilchos Gemirila, and it's a totally different Mechayim, or the way that it works is different. Akira, Chiluf Rishuyos, and Hanacha work differently in Daled Amos than they do in Chiluf Rishuyos. That's what the Meiri was saying. What was the Meiri saying? That when it comes to Chiluf Rishuyos, right, it's not a real Maisa. So there, all we care about is Hanacha. That's why there's a din of Ein Yediya L'chatzishir when it comes to Akira before Hanacha. However, he says, when it comes to Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, if you carry two Amos B'Shogeg, two Amos B'Mezid, two Amos B'Shogeg, it's Patur. Because in Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, it is a Maitza, meaning it's all one continuum. He's saying exactly what Reb Chaim was saying. Pretty much.
Can I ask you just a question on the one Baba Kama?
Sure.
If you go normally Zvok, you have a Sechol Chatzewi.
Yeah.
So he's talking, this guy's talking to the Ganav and saying, throw the Ganeva that you just stole into my Chatzar?
Right.
So why should he be high about...
No, because he's a Lokeach. It's Tabach HaMachar. This is a Mechira also. He wants to be Ganeva Machar.
So the Ganav has to be is the Mochir.
Yeah.
So and the
Lokeach
has a
butcher? Yeah. You have to look at the Gemara.
You have to the Gan of throw your Ganav into my butcher.
Right. The case there is Ganav Umachar the Shabbos. Not just Kefal, in other words.
Right.
Be chayv dal v'hei.
But so who's coming for Ravim here?
No, no, just the
Shabbos is committed by the Ganav.
Right, right, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, either way, he's chayv the mamon too. He would be chayv the mamon, except there would be kamal v'drava mineh.
Okay.
If there's no kamal v'drava mineh,
right.
The ganef is the one who's chayv. The kefal and the dalet v'hei. 100%. Okay, so that, now there are many more issues connected with this. Yeah, sorry.
Where do we see the chiluf for shiyos in the Gemara?
That idea? Okay, I mean, okay. So, see, look at the Gemara for a minute. Not exactly, not 100%, but certainly the Hava Mina, you have it. What is this Gemara about here on the bottom of Hayam with Beis?
Wasn't that implicit in the
Riva
that you
mentioned? Yeah, no, the Riva is clear. Right. I mean, the Riva said, Peturi Dasa Lidei Chata. That's what you could say, it's only Drabana, but he does seem to, even holds Daraisa, that that's the Ikar Malacha. Right. But I think a very good Gemara that goes with this is the Gemara here on Hayamud Bay. It's a very good Gemara anyway for all these issues. But Tarabana. Hamotzi Mechanus Laplatya Derech Stav? Alright, so what is that? He carries from Chanus, right, which, look at Rashi, Rishus HaYachin, to Platya, Rechava, who Rishus HaRabin, Derech Stav, which is Makom Itztabos, okay, which is a Karmelis. So he's Motzi Mechanus, LePlatya, Derech Stav, and the Gemara says that he is Chayiv. He as Rashi explains, Hovel Omad Bestav Lafush, he does the Akira in Rishus HaYachid, he does the Hanacha in Rishus HaRabin, but he passes through the Stav. Okay? Ben Azai Poter, because Ben Azai holds Mahalach is Ka'omedam. Okay? The Gemara says Bishlam, but Ben Azai Kasavar Mahalach Ka'omedami, Al Rabbanan, this is a key line. Nei, Nami the Kasavar Mahalach Lab Ka'omedami, meaning Ben Azai thought that every time you take a step, when you're walking, it's like you're stopping, you're starting, you're stopping, you're starting, you're stopping, you're starting, you're starting, you're starting, right? So each time it's a hanacha. That's the Chiddush of Ben Azai. We don't pass in that way. We don't see walking in such, discreet, way. Right? We see it as a more fluid, kind of a dynamic. Okay. So the Gemara says, fine. So you don't want to say, you don't believe in Mahalach Kol Medami. Very good. But nay, nami the kasavar mahalach lab kol medami, hecha ashkechina kai gavna dechayim. Meaning what? Rashi. The mitzvah reshusa achriti mechayev dilma lo mechayev rachmana elav imotzim reshus yachad reshus harab behedya. I can't. This isn't 100% proof, but what is this? That this is a very fascinating Gemara. You did an akira reshus hayachad, you did a hanacha reshus harab. Why do we care what was in the middle? At the end of the day, we don't. But why would we think even that we do? The answer is, if you hold that chilu prashuyos is a factor, any factor, especially if it's an important factor, then the idea that you need a chilu prashuyos from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, you can't have a chilu prashuyos from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelist, which is Drabana, and then a Carmelist to Rishus HaRabim. Now in the end, the Gemara says that you are, so are they saying chilu prashuyos doesn't matter? It only matters where the Hakira was and where the Hanacha was? Or are they saying it's still chilu prashuyos, just ignore the Drabanan in between, that's all. Instead of saying, oh, it's you did chilu prashuyos from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus to Carmelis, from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim, but you did a Rishus HaYachid, you did chilu prashuyos from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, they're a Carmelis. That's the way to look at it. So that, I think, is... Now, as it happens, the continuation of this, that's why I chuckled a little bit, the continuation of this Gemara happens to be very suggestive for the whole discussion of Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim as well. Gemara says, Om Rav Ami, Om Rav Yochanan, Midi Dehave Amavir Chefetz Brishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says it's the same idea as being Mavir Chefetz Brishus HaRabim. First, the Gemara is Tamuah. We don't exactly know what they mean. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yoser midalad amos. Gemara originally thought it's like you're carrying more than dalad amos, right? Kol kamo delo manach le patur. As long as you keep going until you stop, it's patur. So you went past the dalad amos. In theory, you could be chayev, but you're not chayev because you keep walking, right? But v'chiyanche chayev. If you put it down, you'll be chayev. V'afagav the ifsiki lucha beni beni. So you could put it down and be chayev, but you keep walking, and you're patur patur patur. So they think that that's comparable, meaning you went Dalet Amos, you could put it down, but you're not. So it's Ptur, 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 Ptur. Chayev is like a Carmelis in between. That's a strange, bit of a strange thing. But the Gemara says, Midi Dehav Amav Rechefetz B'Rishus HaRab. The Gemara says, Hasam Lav, Avagav, Dekamed Nakit Lav Yazil, Patur, right? As long as he keeps going, he's Patur B'Chimanach L'Chayev. Akanami Loshna. Strange, a little bit. So the Gemara calls on it right away. The Gemara says, Midami? That's not comparable.
Why does Rashi have to say Yosu Midalanamos?
Why does Rashi have to say what?
Exactly Dalanamos.
So once he goes past
the Rashi.
I understand. Well, what do you want him to say?
Yosu Midalanamos.
As opposed to?
He could have said that he goes Dalanamos.
No, because the point is that he didn't stop.
Somebody could stop at Dalet Amos.
He could, but the whole point that the Gemara is trying to make is about the section beyond the Dalet Amos.
No, between the beginning and Dalet Amos.
No, not yet. No. This point, the Gemara, that we're going to get to in a second.
Oh.
But the Gemara's whole point is that you went Dalet Amos, and if you had put it down right now, you'd be chayev, but you keep walking, and yet. And your putter as you're walking, and that when you stop, you're still going to be chayiv. So it's almost as if, like, there's a dead man, there's a no man's land, there's a no man's land in between.
So they want him to keep on walking all Shabbos? Not to stop?
No, okay. I mean, if he did, that would be okay too. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Hosam lav afagav dekam the nakat lay. If he put it down, I'm sorry, as long as he goes, he's putter, ki manach lay chayiv. So the Gemara says, "Hasam kol hechad manachlei makom chiyuvhu, hachay manachlei b'stav makom pturhu." The Gemara says that's not a good comparison, because in the stav, if you put it down, it really is a hefsek, because it's not just that you haven't done the hanacha. In the case of Dalet Amos, the second that you hit the Dalet Amos point, right, it's a makom chiyuv, just that your ma'isa is bli hanacha, so your ma'isa is b'ptur, but you're passing through a makom. Chiyuv. But in the case of Stav, it's a Mokom Ptur. In our Torah, it's a Mokom Ptur. So we understand that it's hard to understand the Hava mean a little bit, right? But then the Gemara says, Elamidi de Hava, now they're going to say what you're going to say. Amabir chepetz mitchilas dalid lesof dalid. Maybe what it really is comparable to is when you walk through a section where if you put it down, it would be potter, just like the Rosh Hashayachid, right? Then the Carmelis, and then the Rosh Hasharabim. When you put it down, if you put it down in the Carmelis, it would have been potter. So maybe passing through the Carmelis is potter as well, right? So that's what the Gemara says. That's comparable. You start Dalet Amos Rosh Hasharabim until you hit the Dalet point, right? When you start one and then you hit four, you're chayim, but you went through a ptur territory. That's comparable. Hasalav afagav the manachle betok dalet amos patur. There, if you put it down, you'd be patur ki manachle besov dalet amos chayiv. Nonetheless, you're chayiv. Hachanami loshna. Ah, but the difference is, as the Gemara says, "Mi dami hasal legabe hai." I'm sorry, legabe the high gabra makom pturu. Right, the kulama makom chiyavu. The Gemara says, listen, the stav, being the Carmelis, is objectively a makom ptur. So that ruins your yachila freshus, as it were. The dalet amos isn't a makom ptur, it's a makom ptur for you, but it's not objectively a makom ptur. And that's just the hagdara. So here I think if you plug in the Balamor and Ramban, it gets very different than if you plug in the Meiri and Rav Chaim. I mean, what's going on within the dalet amos, and why do you need the dalet amos? If the Dalet Amos is just a shir and rishus, meaning if you're in one rishus until you go out of the rishus because of the frozen and that blue lines and the downs and everything, so that's one perspective. Basically, you're walking and you can say even more sharply, you're just walking in your own. It's like you pick up an object in rishus hayachid, right? And it takes you 20 feet or an hour, who knows, till you get out of rishus hayachid. Still an akira. Right? And as soon as you do, and you walk into Rosh Hasharabim, you're chayiv. So here too, you're in Rosh Hayachid until you're out of the Dalet Amos range, in which case you're in Rosh Hasharabim. Right? Maybe that's what the Gemara means. Right? When they say for you and for them and so on. Hard to say. Elamidi dahava motzim Rosh Hayachid Rosh Hasharabim derech tzidev. So then the Gemara goes on. The detail. So this is one of the Gemaras, at least. That points in this direction. I think a very strong, since I wasn't going to discuss this today, but a very strong, since you asked, another perspective, a very strong other perspective of this is found again in discussions of this sugya itself. Bali Tosas here, we'll get back to it when we get to it, but Ben Azai, right? Ben Azai said, Mahalach Ka'ome Dami? So the question that the Yerushalmi already asks. You look here at the Tosas, Bishlomo le Ben Azai.
Five lines.
Ubi Yerushalmi Parech. Everybody have that?
Four lines.
Four lines and the wide lines. Rishami Parach al Daite de Ben Azai, in Adam Eschayv al Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Liolam. The Yase Kemisha Huncha al Kol Amma Viamma Viyiptar. Umishani Mishkachas Le Bekofetz. Vashas Tidon Lo Choshev Le Pircha. The Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Hichosa Gemiri. Velohachala Makshala Vachin Kluta Le Rabbi Kiva. Afagav Temisha Huncha Dami. Bezorik Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim Chayiv. Lormiran Kemisha Huncha Tok Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim. This is like a very, very important issue. The Yerushalmi already asked the question, if you hold like Ben Azai, that Mahalik is Ka'ome Dami, you should never have a Chiyuv Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim. Right? Because every Amma, every step, you're stopping and starting again. So you never have enough of a Dalet Amos. Bishlomo Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim, when you break the plane. End of story. But you don't have that in Dalet Amos. So that's the question they ask about Ben Azai, Yerushalmi. And that's the question that Rishonim ask, by extension, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said, Kutuk Mishon Kadami. They said, well, if you ever throw Dalet Amos Bishus Harabim, you should never be Chayiv, according to Rabbi Kiva. So they give different answers to this question. Some Rishonim say, about Ben Azai and about Rabbi Kiva. You never say it Lekula, you only say it Lechumra. That needs to be explained. And those are fascinating answers. The Yerushalmi here says about Ben Azai, we're talking about a case where the guy jumped. Right? That doesn't appear in our in all versions of the Yerushalmi. Anyways, it doesn't matter. What I want to tell you is the following. The Tosus Rid, in early the Ramban and the Tosus Rid give the following answer to this question. Especially for Rabbi Kiva, but possibly also for Ben Azai. That is that the din of Kluta Kamisha Hunka, maybe even Mahalach Ka'omed, they say only applies in two Rishuyos, in Chiluf Rishuyos. Doesn't apply in one Rishus. So the idea might be that the concept behind Kluta or Ben Azai is not that it's really, you know, Oker Meniach, but that the real Mechayev is the Chiluf Rishus. But you have to do it in a Nikar kind of a way. When you go from Rishus to Rishus, that's the Chiluf. Like the Riva in a way. There are other answers to this question. Anyways, the point is that the relationship between Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim, if you hold like the Baal HaMoreh and Ramban, is very similar. Otherwise it's quite different, then you can look for other things as well. So we have on the sheets here, but we have to stop here right now. There are two other things I want to get out of these sheets. One is, I want to go back to the comparison of Hagbah Tzorach Achila and Akira Tzorach Hanocha. As I mentioned before, Hagbah Tzorach Achila in Chelev is not a legal concept. It's a practical continuum concept, if it is. Meaning, even if there was no other way to eat other than to pick it up first, the picking up is not a legal, it's not a Bais Achila. Right? You could pick up all day, and even if the picking up leads to the eating, you might say, oh, so that's called Tchilas Achila. But you're never going to say that Hagbah is a Chelek of the Iser of Chelek. No, there's no Iser to pick up Chelek. But that may not be true, depending on what your perspective is, when it comes to Akira, Tzorech, Hanacha. There, the possibility that the Akira is a B component, A component, an equal component, even a lesser component, but a component, right, establishes that they were talking about a very different idea. So how does that express itself in the formulation of Rishonim? I want to talk about that. That's one. The other thing is that towards the end of these Marmakomos, we have another interesting discussion between the Ramban and the Raivid, so Zira Dekana, about distinguishing between Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim and Akira Vahanacha, I'm sorry, Hotzom Rishus L'Rishus, regarding the Hagdara of an Akira. That will reinforce, once again, the idea that there are chilukim between Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. I'll just tell you one other, just before we leave, one other connection, and that is the Kapos Tamari. The background is, you know, the Gemara in a few places, in Megillah and Sukkah, where the Gemara says that when it comes to Megillah, when it comes to Lulav, when it comes to Shofar, right, that the Gzera was that you don't do these things on Shabbos, right? Gzera, Shemi Avirena, Dalet Amos, Brishus HaRabim. So as you know, Rashi already asked the question, why is Shemi Avirena, Dalet Amos, Brishus HaRabim, why not Motzi Brishus L'Rishus? Right? So Dafka and Meiri, I'll try to remember to bring this in next week, in Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis, gives another answer, again, to be Mechalek, between Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim and Mavir Brishus HaRabim. The Rambam happens to say both. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, says both. Either Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim or Hotzom Brishus HaRishus. But Rashi, again, so the Miri has his answer in Sukkah Mem Beis, we should talk about that. But Rashi says a fascinating thing in Sukkah, I think it's in Sukkah. He basically says, because the problem of Otom Rishus HaRishus isn't the problem, let's say the guy picked it up and he changed his mind and he decided to walk out with it. Because that's Malach HaMachshavos and he's Potter. You're only Chayiv if you picked it up with the intention of walking out. If you picked up with the intention of going Mizavis Lazavis and then you change your mind, you're actually Potter. That's what Rashi says. So Tosa says, quotes Rashi. Tosa says, I don't understand. And the same thing wouldn't be true in Dalet Amos versus Sarabin. Same scenario. The guy picked it up. He intended only to go one amma. Then he changed his mind after he picked it up. Already went dalet amos. But the din of malachim shavus doesn't apply to dalet amos b'shus harabim. So actually, the kapos tamarim in I forget which one, either in Sukkah or in Rosh Hashanah, right? The Gemara appears in both places. I think it's in Sukkah. Says yeah. Is not maybe the din of a malachas machshavas are different. That's sensational. So what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of discussion whether or not Dalet Amos Brishas Rabim is basically a form of Hotzah Brishas Lashus, or whether or not the whole dynamic of Akira Hanacha Kiddush for Shuyos is just very different in the two different scenarios.